Your PBS NewsHour podcast will be back in a moment. First, this message from our promotional partners at Vault Studios.
There's an art to the interrogation, a practiced approach that can get someone talking to confess to the worst thing they've ever done, or it can backfire.
We're talking about you putting a 16-year-old boy in a dumpster.
So what do the experts know that we don't know?
I know you want to tell us. I can see it in your face.
Anything You Say, a new podcast from Vault Studios.
Today's other news, long lines of people passed by the U.S. Supreme Court, where Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg lay in repose in a flag-covered coffin. The solemn procession was in contrast to the high-stakes fight over replacing Ginsburg. President Trump now says that he will name his nominee Saturday afternoon. We will look at all of this after the news summary. Top U.S. health officials voiced careful confidence today about a coronavirus vaccine. At a U.S. Senate hearing, Dr. Anthony Fauci said he's hoping for a reliable vaccine by December. He also said people will still need to use masks and social distancing.
We feel cautiously optimistic that we will be able to have a safe and effective vaccine, although there is never a guarantee of that. We feel strongly that if we have a combination of adherence to the public health measures together with a vaccine that will be distributed to people in this country and worldwide, we may be able to turn around this terrible pandemic.
In the hearing, Republican Senator Rand Paul argued that so-called herd immunity is working, and that's why infections have fallen in New York. Fauci responded, quote, "If you believe that, you are alone." Meanwhile, Johnson & Johnson announced final stage testing for a single-dose vaccine. Other U.S. candidates call for two doses. Democrats in the U.S. House offered a sweeping reform bill today aimed at President Trump. They say it's directed at his repeated abuses of power. The bill would limit the president's ability to issue pardons, strengthen the ban on foreign gifts to presidents, and better protect whistleblowers, among other things. Two committees in the GOP-run Senate have issued a report on Hunter Biden's work for a gas company in Ukraine. It alleges that his involvement posed the appearance of a conflict of interest for his father, then Vice President Joe Biden. The Biden presidential campaign dismissed it as an obvious effort by Senate Republicans to influence the November election. The acting U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security faced his Senate confirmation hearing today to become the permanent secretary. Chad Wolf flatly denied shaping intelligence assessments to favor President Trump's agenda. He also said officials are investigating claims of unwanted hysterectomies on migrant women at a Georgia detention center.
Some of the facts on the ground and the facts that we have seen do not back up those allegations. If there is a kernel of truth to any of that, you can guarantee that I will hold those accountable and we'll take very decisive action.
Wolf also said he had no role in awarding government contracts to his wife's consulting firm. In Belarus, President Alexander Lukashenko was sworn in for his sixth term after weeks of protests that his re-election was rigged. Top officials applauded as Lukashenko took his oath of office again in Minsk. The ceremony was not announced beforehand. Later, police used water cannon on protesters in several cities. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been discharged after a month in a hospital in Berlin, Germany. He had been treated for poisoning with what German experts say was a Soviet-era nerve agent. Now, doctors say he could have a complete recovery. Back in this country, California may become the first state to ban sales of new passenger cars and trucks that use gasoline. The proposed rule announced today would take effect by 2035. It's designed to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 35%. Used vehicles powered by gasoline could still be sold. Wall Street's ongoing whiplash struck again today. Stocks plunged a day after a major rally. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 525 points, nearly 2%, to close at 26,763. The Nasdaq fell 330 points, or 3%, and the S&P 500 dropped 78, also 2%. And Chicago Bears great Gale Sayers died today after battling dementia. Starting in 1965, he became one of the most electrifying runners in NFL history, and later the youngest inductee ever in the Football League's Hall of Fame at just 34. Sayers' bond with Brian Piccolo, a dying teammate, also gained renown, as depicted in the movie Brian's Song. Gale Sayers was 77 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, Democratic Senator Dick Durbin discusses a contentious fight to replace Justice Ginsburg. Former National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster speaks to us about his time in the Trump White House. The latest on the 2020 campaign from outside the Washington Beltway, and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.